NewsRamp Media and Journalism Podcast, Saturday evening, April 11th, 2026. Quick note, real news, AI-powered delivery. Full coverage at newsramp.com. First, a note from our sponsor. Newscrafters.com puts you in the news creation business. Build your online authority today with AI-assisted newscrafters.com news curation. First up,
IHIN marks World Parkinson's Day with special broadcast of The Long Road to Hope, Ending Parkinson's Disease. SHIATN will mark World Parkinson's Day by broadcasting The Long Road to Hope, Ending Parkinson's Disease, a documentary produced by the University of Rochester Center for Health and Technology. With over 1.1 million Americans living with Parkinson's disease and 62 million Hispanics in the U.S., the program aims to provide crucial information and resources in Spanish to the Hispanic community. Tune in on Saturday, April 11th at 5 p.m. EDT on HITN or watch on demand on HITNG.O.
Gold stumbles as Iran war escalation looms. Gold and silver prices dip as tensions rise over potential military escalation against Iran. President Trump's ultimatum on Strait of Hormuz adds pressure. Companies like Platinum Group Metals Limited will closely monitor developments in these uncertain times. Is AI dominance being shared between the U.S. and China? Is AI dominance being shared between the U.S. and China? Global Tech Corp is among the businesses advancing AI products and solutions, contributing to the overall technological advancement. The competition between the U.S. and China in the AI sector narrows past scientific rivalries, highlighting the importance of control over advanced technologies.
Immunotherapy could be boosted by blocking the removal of cancer RNA. Immunotherapy could see a significant boost by inhibiting the removal of cancer RNA. The immune system's ability to target cancer cells relies on damaged RNA from tumors, which act as antigens. However, a natural process in the body removes faulty RNA, enabling cancer cells to evade detection. Companies like Calliti Biotherapeutics, Inc. are likely considering how to overcome this obstacle in cancer immunotherapy.
U.S. and Iran announced temporary ceasefire to allow negotiations. The United States and Iran have announced a temporary ceasefire to allow for negotiations, including the reopening of the Strait of Hormuz. This agreement, brokered by Pakistan, comes as tensions were escalating. Multinational corporations like Berkshire Hathaway Inc. welcomed this development as recent disruptions were impacting the global economy.
Network news breaks. Greenland Energy Company featured in Network News Wire editorial on energy security and supply expansion. Greenland Energy Company was recently featured in a Network News Wire editorial discussing the importance of energy security in light of geopolitical tensions and disruptions to global shipping routes. The editorial highlighted Greenland Energy's exploration efforts in the Jameson Land Basin as part of a broader strategy to strengthen energy independence for Western economies. For more information, visit the company's newsroom.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Media and Journalism Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires. We encourage you to visit newsramp.com to read all of today's news.